Hi, my name is Sabrina Lemire, and I am the owner and founder of Psionic Circles Witchcraft and Magical Society. I am here today. It is the 28th of August, 2025, and I honestly, folks, I am living during a time of the zombie apocalypse for the world. Not all of the world, by the way, is subjected to this zombie mindset, but Australia certainly is, and that is where I have legal residence and I am a citizen. Quite honestly, I'm a citizen of two countries. I was going to say great countries, but it is not very great for either of them. I'm a citizen of the United States, born in Manhattan, New York, lived in the United States for most of my life, up until I hit mid-30s, at which time I moved to Australia on a permanent residency visa, which became converted into citizenship. I've been a citizen here for close to 25 years. I had been very, very proud to be an Australian, but with this zombie apocalypse that we are existing in now, it is not pleasant at all. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I'll tell you the story, but you'll find it more on a website that I'm just in the process of creating that has the book of my life over the last 8 years or so. As I mentioned, there is a zombie apocalypse, and let me tell you the root cause, the source foundation of this. It is called Voice to Skull App, and it was created by an independent party for the military or with the military in mind, given to the U.S. military. They tested it on a number of citizens and then thought, well, we can't really use this. The information had been declassified and it was given to Facebook to see what they might be able to use it for, because they deal in social media and they've eventuated into telecommunications. Well, what they've decided to do is use this Voice to Skull app as a military tool, where they first survey, monitor an individual at a distance. Their system allows them to be able to listen in to private conversations, breaching our privacy laws globally, and then databasing this information as part of the individual's personality and spiritual signature, thus breaking other privacy laws, digital frequencies they create, and then they agitate people, causing them to behave in various ways to given situations, from pleasure to hatred, from love through sex, including conception of children, and the murder of children, which this voice incites within people. And therefore, creating this horrible condition, our zombie apocalypse, created by the Voice to Skull app. I am living in abject hell. Every single day I'm being viciously assaulted. You might ask me, well, how do you know you're assaulted? Migraine headaches that won't go away. I take Panadol as though they're candies. The neighbor at number 11, vile, vile assaulter. The neighbor at number 12, vile, vile assaulter. And numerous people within this 26 block unit, as well as the 28 block unit. Passerbys walking their dog assault you. Individuals driving their vehicles assault you. You go into the local supermarket, Spar, for example, and you get assaulted. It is the most horrendous experience anyone can ever imagine. We nearly got rid of this problem. And then you know what happened? Ex-President Biden and hopefully soon to be ex-president Donald Trump sends criminals. Some of them have not been convicted of their voice-to-skull app crimes, murder, and mayhem. But he invites them, these presidents invite them into Australians' borders. They come over in boats. And there is a nest of four individuals from the United States over here for the express purpose of destruction of the Australian way of life. They've killed numerous people. One of them works for Storage King in Adamstown as a manager. He's killed four females, had sex with them as partners, and then wiped them off the face of the planet. He hired an American by the name of Keith. Keith discovered his true love, Diane. They live at 27 Bailey Street in Adamstown. And would you believe these people had the audacity to take their California thugging behavior into this country? A 23-year-old girl was walking down the street in front of their home, roughly. They attacked her physically, beat her up, dragged her into their home where they tasered her to death, and then they mutilated the body. There is apparently blood all over the place. I wouldn't be surprised if there's gizzards here and there. Imagine the fright if a police officer were to go into there. And if that wasn't enough, the ex-president and president invited two new people to come into this Newcastle area, Adamstown to be specific, and they are living apparently at 27 Bailey Street with Keith and Diane amongst that poor dead girl's mutilated body, and they remotely attack people. I can tell you more, but I think that's pretty much a feast for your ears for today. This is Sabrina Lemire, owner of Psionic Circle, Witchcraft and Magical Society, over and out.